Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to She Podcasts, the podcast. I'm your co-founder and co-host, Jessica Kupferman. With me, as always, the very spirited, almost a cheerleader, Elsie Escobar. Also co-founder and co-host. Hello, how are you?
What is up? What's going on?
I had the opportunity to have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and it has ended in despair and sorrow.
Oh, no, why?
So normally when I launch something, we all know that I do everything myself, wait till the last minute, try to do more than I should be doing. This time, I did not do that. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to launch this membership, as you know, since like September. Remember first we wanted to have it before the event and our team was like, ha ha, that's funny. Maybe by the end of the year. Well, it's March 15th and all I want is to launch it before we go to Podcast Movement Evolutions, which starts on the 23rd.
Right.
So we have 9 days.
Yeah.
I was supposed to, as you know, walk you through it last week on Monday. That's what we were going to do for our episode and it wasn't ready. The events calendar looks a little funky, which isn't hard to fix, but I hired someone to fix it. The community was doing something weird because we couldn't log in with single sign-on. So I'm having that fixed. I hired someone to have that fixed. And I have a resources page that was just taking me too much time. So I hired someone to do that. I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be ready by Monday and I can walk her through it on Monday. It'll be fine this Monday. No, none of it's fine. None of it's fine. And I was supposed to test all of the order forms so that when you go to join, I have to go through it and make sure like, okay, I signed up for this membership. Okay, I got a welcome email. I got a password. I got, you know, I can log into the dashboard. I can see what's available. I can see what's not available to me. But every time I go to pay, it redirects me to the Super Squad. Why? I don't know.
Oh.
Has it ever redirected to the Super Squad? No. Is there a reason that there would be a redirect to the Super Squad? No. So I spent the entire weekend trying to figure out why I can't get into my own site when it has been working perfectly. You know why it is? It's because Scott and Isaac went somewhere for the weekend, leaving me alone with my work and my thoughts and my peace. And God said, no, that's not her path. That's never her path. Her path is to suffer, but in a comedic way.
By yourself.
So that's what's been happening. No, not just by myself, but like, you know, on a weekend when I'm supposed to be able to get everything done so that I don't have to cram at night, so that I don't have to move meetings.
I hear you.
I had a Friday, a Saturday, and half a Sunday, and I got so desperate that at one point I ordered laptops, which I never purchased because I was like, I can't, I wonder if it's my laptop. And since no one was here, I was going to just order like a quick, you know, like a Chromebook from Target, like a $500 thing, just so that I could test the goddamn membership. And then I changed my mind because I was like, that's crazy. It can't be me. Something else is going on. I'll test it Monday. If it's still happening Monday, maybe I'll get one. Because the other thing is there's cash, right? So if I test it on my own computer after having been in there as an admin so long, like I worry that it knows and it's not giving me a true test of what it would be like, you know, for the user experience. Right.
Clean your cash.
I cleaned it. I don't know why it's doing that. It's making me literally insane. Insane. So there's that. Then I went to go do the event website and I pulled in the old website and I was starting to design it. And then the thing I was using just kept beach balling. So like I would design a whole page and then I would go to publish beach ball. So I was like, you know what? I'll work on something else instead. And so what did I go to? Let me think. There's all, but you know, because there's never nothing that we don't have to work on, right? So let's see. There was membership. There was a new event. I think I started working on, what was it? Oh, I started writing jokes. And that's why you kept getting jokes about Lent.
Oh.
Because I had given up on, and so I thought, you know what? I'm gonna start writing social media for the membership, for the event. That's funny. And I started writing jokes and I made the mistake of sending them because Elsie, I thought, I mean, I know what Lent is. I know it's like the Jewish Yom Kippur. It's atoning and, you know, and fasting for your sins and all that. But I thought it would be funny. For example, I think it would be funny to be like, you know, this year on Yom Kippur, I'm, you know, beating myself up over all the bad jokes I told, you know, like just something light. But I send Elsie my Lent jokes and she's like, you know, Lent is a sad holiday.
Listen,
and I'm like, yes, I know it's a sad holiday.
I think that usually I get your jokes. I wasn't getting them like at all. Like I was just reading them going,
then they're not funny.
Then I didn't get them. So then I'm like, I don't, like I was trying to do too many mental gymnastics to see the joke and I didn't get the joke.
Can you say the joke here? Is it?
Yeah, here's the joke. Ready? For Lent this year, we're giving up being bitter. And on that note, we're not irritated at all about podcasting articles that only use men as resources. You guys are the best. Is that not funny?
Oh, it's angry. It's a horrible joke.
If Lent is about celebrating Jesus fasting for 40 days in the desert, then there should really be a holiday for everyone out there going through all the work of putting out an episode by themselves and then realizing now they have to tell people it's live. I guess it's not funny. You guys don't think it's funny? Fine.
It's not really a Lent thing. That's
It's not. That's why I was like confused.
It's supposed to be podcasting related. What?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, listen. I've seen a lot of Lent funny jokes. I mean, there's
these
a lot of Lent funny jokes.
Two of them. I get
but
it. It's
the
not
ones
funny.
You sent, I just didn't get them. I was like, wait, okay, that's not.
Work. You kind of need to stay in your lane. You're not, you know, it would be like me telling Jewish jokes. I don't know enough about the religion to make those kind of jokes funny.
I mean,
probably.
It's Lent. They suffer. So
not
then
really.
You compare it to somebody else suffering, and it's a joke. That's all. It was meant
I
to
think
be.
That there's just layers of what it's supposed, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could.
Never mind.
This is what happens Never during mind. Lent. You give up something, whatever. Let's say I give up chocolate, and then you don't eat meat on Fridays until Easter, and that's it.
Okay, I don't want a Lent lesson. My point is, I was trying to compare it
how's that
to
suffering?
Something in podcasting as a joke. You know what? It doesn't matter. It just further proves what an obnoxious weekend I had. I couldn't get anything right.
You know that you make me laugh. All I'm saying is like, I got those jokes and then I was like, I was thinking too hard and I didn't want to think too hard. And then also I felt so bad because my electric went away all Saturday. So I did not have electricity the entire day. And then they throttle my devices, like even my cellular service, which has zero. So I'm sitting there trying to text Jess back for 30 minutes almost. And it just like kept looping and looping. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put this phone down right now because I can't be obsessed over the fact that I cannot get these messages to her. And then you got the messages in the different order. Did you not? Like, you got like the last one first and the second. And so then I'm like,
I didn't know what she was saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it got too confused. And then I'm like, this is horrible. I can't even communicate to her how I'm feeling. I'm sure she's feeling confused. And then she probably feels that I went quiet because I was offended or something.
Yeah, upset about my Lent jokes.
Yeah, and then I couldn't get, then I'm like, oh my God. And then when I saw the messages, they came in a different order and I was like, I give up. I don't even want to clarify that. Because if I even tell her that's not the way it meant to be, it was meant to be, it's going to take me another 30 minutes.
I finally succeeded making her laugh yesterday when I sent her a post of the rabbi at my old synagogue where Emily and Nate had their bar mitzvah posted a picture of his feet on the scale because he had lost weight. And you can't even be happy for him because the toe fungus on one of the toes is like rainbow colored and terrible.
God, throw some socks on my man.
So this is why I almost texted you yesterday, John, because the minute I saw it, I had a 15-minute gig about it in my head already. So I was just like, this is from the rabbi. I sent to Elsie and I said, if this doesn't explain why we left that synagogue, then I don't know what does. And she was like, is it terrible that I can't get over the toe? I'm like, the toe is the point.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's the point. Who would post that and then move? I mean, just move your crop it even. Crop the toe. Don't move the toe. Crop the toe.
Put a happy face over it. Put an emoji
no,
over it.
No, don't put a happy
face. An emoji would have been way better than what we had to see. Come on, Elsie.
Yes.
Way
no,
better.
I know. And I felt really bad because then it's like, it's one of those things where I was just like, should I really? I just couldn't get over the toe. And I wanted to be all.
It's a holy man. But for the love of God, you know, just because you study, this is what I was like doing in my head, John. I'm like, you know, not everything is favorable. I don't care what the Torah says, Rabbi. You're making Jews look bad as if we need the help. We don't need the help. Put the toe away. I couldn't stop. I could not stop.
Hey, happy about your weight loss. Put on some socks and cover up that hammer toe.
Is there a reason you couldn't have just cropped a fucking number? We got to see your fucking feet on the fucking scale. What the fuck? I'm traumatized. And then I had to traumatize all my friends. So thank you, Rabbi. Now, Elsie's traumatized. John, you haven't even seen it. You're traumatized. Trust me.
Okay, I'm traumatized.
My sister, my father, everyone saw it because I couldn't not tell this to people because I was so horrified. Oh, my God.
You know something? As an editor, people think that if they send you something later or there's a, like an emergency, like you're sitting there like, oh, I can't believe this. So Elsie, in all of her internet stuff, had to send me something to put back in the show that for the intro. We had to redo the intro or something. So she's like,
for me? Did I do it wrong?
No.
We can talk about it at a later time. But
what did I do?
Nothing. So she sent it to me and she's like, you don't have to edit it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think I do. Because she's so distraught that I have to go and edit it. And again, so it's not because I don't trust Elsie. It's selfish. It's because I like, well, if I do this and just put it in there and something's wrong with it, then they're like, what's going on with John? How come John missed that? Because everybody knows I edit the show.
Yeah, it's his fault. That's my fault. He's right.
So
What was it?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
So anyhow,
what do you mean nothing?
Okay, listen. I gave you instructions.
You didn't tell her this?
No. I gave you instructions of what I wanted, and you did a good job, but you didn't understand the fact that the She Podcast State of Podcasting 2021 that I sent you was the PodFest one.
I know, I did.
But you kept saying it was 2022.
But you kept saying 2022 the whole time, and then you talked about all of the women that are going to be in the She Podcast Live 2022, and you just went all in on that. This is Twyla. This is Jaleika. This is Kristen. They're not in the episode we were playing.
But I thought we were inviting them to be there on Thursday, too.
Yeah, but that didn't
play into what I said?
No, it did not sound like that was it. It just sounded like you were
rather than ask me to redo it. You just did
because
it
was the middle of the day. You were already like, not going to go like, can you please record this and send it to John? And then like, it was too much. So I was like, you know what? It was already 12. What time was it, John? It was after 12 on Saturday.
Could you imagine? Now, you just heard Jess's morning, how she's trying to get the website to work or the membership site to work. Now, all of a sudden, Elsie says, by the way, now you have to redo the whole thing over again. And you would have been like,
bah! I was only partially through my chaos by then, so it would have been fine.
Yeah, but still, though, Jess, I mean, I just like was like, listen, I'm just going to put this together real quick. Everything else was great, but it sounded as if it was the other. It sounded like you were introing the She Podcast State of Podcasting for this year versus the last year. And you never mentioned anything more about the last one, which is what was in there.
I clearly did not understand the instructions.
So I had to quickly switch.
You know
it.
What would be helpful, and I don't mean to be Captain Obvious or anything.
Right.
But here's what would be helpful. Never send me an audio message ever again. Because I was like, I heard it, I took notes, I listened again, I crossed out notes, I rewrote the notes. But if I have what you want in writing, it's a lot easier for me because part of it was me trying to remember what she said and she was emphasizing certain things. And I can't trust my own ear. You can't trust my ears to absolve information.
Right. And so here's the thing, Jess. I know that. And not to say that you can't do that. I know that. But I knew that I was in a point at that time where I'm like, I just need to get her to do this. Like, I wish I could have implanted my. And so the process of me sitting down and writing the bullet points at that point, might as well just do it myself, right? Because that's what I wanted to avoid.
All right.
At that point, but Jess.
But you ended up having to do it yourself anyway.
I know. That's the point. But see, here's the thing that, Jess, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. This is not about you. This is about me understanding.
Because, I mean, I thought I did what you wanted, so.
Right. Exactly.
What can you
and,
do?
You and you know. The point, I think, at that time is I did not have the mind space to properly, and didn't I say this to you, John?
Yes.
I need to be better at this. I said this to him. I'm like, it was my fault. I need to be better at being able to communicate this with, not just with you, just period.
No, just
I need
right.
to be better at communicating these things and having them, that you know, having them written down. I know what works.
You'll get there.
But I didn't have the capacity at that time to do all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I sent you. I'm like, I have a few minutes. I can send her a voice memo.
Hope you know what it. You could have done. Don't get mad.
This is the don't get the title of this episode is Don't Get Mad.
Don't get mad.
You could have put a task in Asana.
No!
With subtasks.
Holy crap!
She's mad, you guys. She's mad.
What just happened? She left the building.
She's mad. She's mad.
Oh, she's there.
I mean, listen. I just don't. Just it's
I
like.
I said don't get mad.
I know you did. But that would have been, it's me, it's like me saying to you after you did all your stuff right now, like all the crap that went down. I'm like, and if I said to you, you know, Jess, what would have really been helpful,
right,
is if you would have planned that out a little bit longer and done a little
up.
Bit more
That's
of the testing prior to doing it. Because
I'm saying
then
your whole campaign, I know.
I'm like, what?
I know, but I just, next time you have a campaign or a project, just try it. It really helps.
I have that
I know
in
you
another
have
system.
It, but you don't
not
use
ours.
It.
But see, the thing is, it's the same thing that I go through, is everybody
oh
has
God.
Their own systems. So I got to go to you for Asana. I go to somebody else for Slack. Someone's using
exactly.
Google Docs.
I like.
And
what
it's
do you mean
crazy.
Exactly? You use Slack and Asana with other people, don't you?
No, not Asana.
I don't use
we
Asana.
We have to use Jira. We use Jira for Libsyn. And I'm in Jira all day, every day. The entire project is in Jira.
What? Last time you guys were in Monday.com and then
yes,
you
yes, but
were...
now we're doing Jira and we're all in on Jira and we've been on Elon Jira and
what
it's been a
Jira?
Huge learning curve. And we have to put the stuff in there and everything is in Jira and we communicate through Jira. There is no way I'm going to then go grab that and then add it to all another completely different task list to do all the things that need to go on a separate team. So if everyone's in one thing, you can do it. Which is why Slack right now is working so well for me for like getting really quick messages to the campaign people.
It is good. Slack is good, but it just doesn't do tasks.
Right. I'm not asking for tasks. I'm just saying it's really easy for me to give really quick updates to people in the campaign versus me having to go to a Discord or somewhere else because then I would just not do it.
Right.
I'm in Slack
I'm sorry.
Already.
I wasn't trying to make you angry. I was just pointing it out. But
don't get mad.
I thought she ran out of the way. I didn't realize. It looked like she just took off. I was like, wow, until she just got
off. She ran out of the room like I set her ass on fire.
No, dude, I just went down underneath the table. I'm seated.
We couldn't tell. It was so fast.
Yeah, it was
like
amazing.
A gazelle. You just disappeared like a magician. It, poof, in a cloud of smoke, you went up.
Dude, Jess, listen. All I'm saying, okay, but here's the thing about those darn task list things, too. Get this. Mm-hmm. You go in, okay, let's say I have Asana right in my face, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jess has to do the task, okay? Mm-hmm. So I go in there and I go, intro to She Podcasts.
Yes.
Assign to Jess. Mm-hmm. Due, I don't know, Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
But I did not have the time, which is going all the way back to the beginning. I did not have the time to fill out the description portion going, please talk about bullet one, bullet two, bullet three, bullet four, use these things, blah, blah, this and that. Like if I could have just said to do a task list in Asana that said, Jess, record the intro for episode 349, where it's about She Podcasts Live, whatever the hell it is, the She Podcast State of Podcasting 2021. And you would have read that and then you would have figured out what the best way to intro that episode was, which would have required you to possibly listen to some of what happened in March 2021 so that you knew what the episode was about. that would have worked for me, but I knew you weren't going to listen.
I didn't know that that's what we were putting up as an episode.
Well, that's because you didn't listen to me when I told you that that's what we were doing.
When did you tell me that, though? I don't even remember.
Oh, my God, Jess. When we were supposed to record, remember? And I said, mm-hmm. why don't we record the membership thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to record a show because we have the She Podcast State of Podcasting 2021, which we could put out as a lead-in to not only the new one that's coming here in 2022, but also the fact that we don't have to record an episode. So it's perfect. It aligns with the campaign.
That part left my brain. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right. It did.
That whole episode was cursed because you guys sent it to me early and I said, oh, let me jump on this thing. So I got it all done. And the whole episode sitting there edited and ready to go for the intro and everything. And then somehow I deleted the edited version and I had the unedited version. So now it was the day I'm going somewhere on Friday.
It got worse, you guys. It got even worse than what you've even heard already.
Right. Yes. So then Elsie says to me, just send me it without the intro. And I'm like, this is a bad idea. So I'm like, no. You send me the intro. And I'll put it in.
Yeah, John's like, I'm not playing chicken with this episode. No. I will win the chicken dance.
I don't like this. This episode's cursed already. I need some control over this thing. You send me the intro. And then we put it in. And it went out.
Who are you fooling?
Well, here's the thing, though. Think about it. Like, and here I thought, oh, that's going to be easy. That's what I thought. It's going to be an easy episode. We have the audio. All we need is just to intro it. And that's it. Perfect.
I thought it would be easy. Isn't that cute? That's
and it so
cute.
Ended up being the most annoying thing ever to put out.
Yeah.
And even up to now, God bless Melissa, all of the links are not even in our thing. Because after I publish, I have to get the
links.
I
was supposed to do it. Melissa had her hip replaced last week.
Well, I know, but she's there. She's here now.
She's here now.
That's why I was talking to her.
She probably gave me instructions that I ignored. Because I didn't hear them, forgot about them. I'm a mess. From now on, anything that needs to be told.
This is so not good.
I know. If you guys want to tell me what to do, you have to do it in a song. Listen, here's what I want to say. And I hear myself. So I know how I sound. Okay?
Okay.
But this campaign, the She Podcast State of Podcasting, has been particularly difficult. And part of it is that I just watched you do a mistake I've made with most things, which is like try to do a lot of it myself, realize that I can't. Try to outsource some of it, so short on time that I can't properly outsource it because I don't have time to explain what it is and I may as well do it myself. And then you go back to step one, I'm doing everything by myself.
Okay, so Jess, wait, what part of that do you, okay.
Do I not do
we
anymore?
We started working on this campaign in January.
Mm-hmm.
I have a graphics team, a copywriting team, and a web team.
I know.
What part of that is not outsourcing?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. The marketing part, I guess, where you had to... Okay, well, the graphics and the copy, this is one of your first things with them, so you had to micromanage it a little.
Yes, I
did. I mean, it's not necessarily your fault, but you
had
to.
Exactly. All right, so that's what I'm saying. All of that stuff takes up a lot of time. So even the micromanaging of you, like, I would have to tell you, like, I wish I would have been like, can you just do an intro to episode 349? And it's about this.
Mm-hmm.
The end. What I didn't want to do was what I did. So I've had to do that the majority of the time with every person that's helping because I've had to go, okay, this is what I want. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Because when I just said, go for it, they would just come back and I'd be like, oh my God, no, that's not it.
I know.
So I'd had to start over again.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Outsourcing is almost as hard as doing all of it yourself. It is almost as difficult.
Unless you have a team that knows you and can understand and has been with you and they get this stuff. But this was like a different scale. This is also a different scale. So there's a difference in between you launching something that is just for you and your like. So I've done stuff for, you know, the E-League. When I launched the E-League, I was able to do that all by myself. It was still a little bit like heavy, but it was a really small launch. I never wanted more than like 25 people to be involved in the whole thing. So it's like scalable. It's doable. It was all done via email. Yes, I could have help with that for sure. But I can do it. And it was like a little, it was heavy, but not so big. this is a lot bigger, like a lot bigger. And there were some parts, like what you were saying, you can outsource those things. But like, let's say with you thinking about the She Podcast Live stuff. So let's say you outsource the majority of all the things. There's still the stuff where you have to reach out to the sponsors. You still have to get that initial connection with the person. You still either need to have like somebody to follow up for you, or you're going to have to follow it. Or who else do we have to go after for the sponsorship?
Right.
Just on that, just that is a full-time job.
I know.
So I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, so without the having to have your meetings with the design team and trying to figure out what the colors are and trying to figure out when the website's going to go live and trying to, like, that's a whole other thing. So it's a lot. And I'm not, it's just a learning thing.
No, I know you're not complaining. It's just hard.
It's a lot. Yeah. And look, Andrea just agreed with us.
I know. She's right. She says she expanded her team to include 3 new editors and onboarding with processes and software and logins and workflows and Trello. It is a full-time job, but it's luckily temporary, like she said.
Right. Exactly.
We can move along. But yeah, I mean, look, I worked on the event with someone who's known me over 30 years, and you still just have to get used to yep. someone. Like, Melissa's pretty good about doing, you know, she writes almost what I want. It's very close. Mm-hmm. Jen is pretty good about writing what I want, but not necessarily in her voice. The only person that ever did exactly what I wanted the first time around had a major advantage because for 2 reasons. One, she was my sister. And it's not like we share a brain, but I mean, we share enough DNA where she just probably knew what I wanted because that's what she would have wanted. And 2, she was on bed rest for like 6 months. So she had nowhere to go and nothing else to do, but, you know, either, you know, do all the things I wanted, like, and nothing else. So she did it in a timely manner. She did exactly what I wanted. She did it quickly because she was bored. It was the perfect scenario. I wish she was pregnant all the time. It was a perfect scenario.
It is not an easy thing.
Melissa's pretty good about it, but most people aren't. Most people are, everyone has to go through some kind of like a learning phase. And Lara does really good too. She knows what I want usually. But she's used to me by now. Now she's worked with us for a while.
Right.
Anyway. Moving on. We got 15 minutes here. Let's go.
Oh my God. We have to might as well talk about what this huge campaign is, because since we have not really broken that down, right?
But it'll be over by the time, right?
No, it won't, dude.
Oh, right. It's all month. Oh, okay, God! Go ahead. I meant the event. Jesus Christ. I cannot fucking win today. Just, you know what?
These are my favorite episodes of all. These are the ones I love the most.
Maybe I should just excuse myself from this episode since I'm not being.
I'm not
being helpful nor informative.
Not allowed.
Nor entertaining. I'm not even being entertaining.
You are entertaining.
I'm entertaining you, but not for the right reason.
Doesn't matter. Entertaining is entertaining.
It's because I'm funny, not because I'm dumb.
You're not dumb.
No one said you're dumb.
We never said that.
I'm saying it.
You'd be wrong.
You'd be wrong, because that's not the thing.
I know. I know we all know I'm not dumb. My point is that I'm, yeah.
I'm the same way here at home, where I would say the same crap over and over again. My children look at me and go like, Mom. Like, I'll go into the bedroom and go, do you want to have noodles or do you want to have tacos? And then they'll give me an answer. And I'll walk into the kitchen and then I'll go, oh. And then I'll go back into the room and I go, hey, do you want to have noodles or do you want to have tacos? And they're like, Mom, we already told you.
I mean, so what? It happens.
All I'm saying to you is I'm fine. It's fine. I'm just now going to share this campaign.
Go ahead. Talk about the campaign. I will be over here minding my own business. I will be very quiet. I'll be listening.
Oh my God. Look. This is not good. That's like very tacos for the win. Just saying. I know, Terry. I love tacos, Terry. Too. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so I've been working super hard for the past, since January. I had a vision. I had a dream of what I wanted to happen for a campaign for March, right? For Women's History Month. I thought, oh gosh, I would really want to do something meaningful versus just like, here are all the women podcasters. You know, like I just didn't want that. Mm-hmm. So I dreamt up this idea of really starting off by focusing on curating a list of podcasts about podcasting that are led by women, women at the helm. That was like the core of my idea, was that I wanted to have a playlist featured in one of the apps that had all of the podcasts about podcasting led by women. So I started to curate that list on my own. And then I thought, okay, how can I get a lot more visibility for this? All right, I'm going to pitch it to the larger apps and I'm going to see if they bite. And if they said, yes, we will feature that. We'll feature that list. As I was doing that, I thought, oh, wait, but there's some people that are podcasting, but they're not podcasting about podcasting, but they do have podcasts and they do serve the podcasting community. Danielle Corbett Desire is the one that came to mind. You know, her show.
By the way, happy baby.
Happy baby, little baby.
So cute.
It's a happy birthday for the baby. So Danielle, you know, she has a show called The Thought Card, and her show is not about podcasting. It's about travel. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to not have her in there because she has one of the most vibrant communities about podcasting out there. And she's really, you know, she has a lot of influence in the space. So I thought, how am I going to do this? Okay. So then I thought, okay, another list. And I came up with another list of women podcasting leaders and pros that are essentially cultivating and helping the space grow and are also have other podcasts. So I thought, I'll just have that too. So I have two lists. So that was the first step. And then I thought, how am I going to get the word out? Oh, I need a posse. I need somebody to help me. Yes. I need somebody to help me promote these lists so that people can see how many. Oh, the people in the list.
The best posse.
I'll go and reach out to them, right? The ones Yay. That are in the lists. So I started to do that. And just that in its own was a big lift because that's like about 40 or so people I had to gather together to help me do this thing and the meaning behind it. Then I had to reach out to the platforms. That involved at least a month of emailing platforms over and over again, trying to get the right thing, trying to get pitches, because I had to get a pitch that I had to send to them before even starting anything mm-hmm. else mm-hmm. to do that. So that took up a lot of time. And then I also had to convey that idea to the creative team over at Libsyn to make sure that the copywriter knew exactly what I wanted done, that knew that the web person knew that there was going to be a landing page involved, to know that there were going to be social assets that needed to be created for all of these people. Right. That I mean, there were so many layers to this that I was like juggling the whole time and mm-hmm. to be able to get information out to them in a timely manner. And there was like a deadline, meaning March, right? March 8th was like the latest yeah. we could do this thing. So there was all of that stuff. All that to say that it did go well. It's out and live now. It's the hashtag Claim Pod parody campaign. And we've gotten a lot of pickup from the PR outlets out there. Overcast and Castor are featuring these incredible lists of women podcasting leaders, which is amazing. Podchaser as well has two dedicated pages where you can absolutely follow these lists and get to know these women. And we have Good Pods. We have a group on Good Pods that is a pod parody group in there where you can, I don't even know how that works at this point. I'm trying to make it work. My child is the one that's navigating being able to be my admin over there. It's like our homework in the mornings. I'm like, go to the group and see if anybody posted anything. And so there's like all of these things that I've had to manage. And yes, it's been tough, but I see that hopefully my dream is to have it keep going and keep growing and more and more and more and more. There's so much still that I want to do for it. If you want to, you know, check it out, there'll be a link in the show notes to all of these things. Mm-hmm. To add to that, there is a live component of this. There is an event that's happening on March 17th, which is after you hear this show, but you're going to be able to watch the replay because it's going to be live on YouTube by that time. It is called the She Podcast State of Podcasting 2022. And in that thing, I've also spent a lot of time producing that entire thing with the help of a video editor who was amazing. And I would not have been able to do it if it wasn't for him. He really pulled everything together for me. But I've had, you know, to record all of the speakers. I've had to make sure that everything was designed appropriately. I've had to be on camera and make sure that I was believe me, all of this is huge. And Terry, yes, it's not just for this month. It's how to continue to grow it. Like, I want this hashtag to continue to get expanded and grow and grow. But the main push of the campaign in a collective way that I wanted these, you know, 30 to 40 people that are involved to push out, part of the ask was, can you share this campaign 3 times in the month of March? That was my ask, because 3 times, you know, however, that's great. We can get that momentum moving and then it can have a life of its own. That was my dream, that it continues. But I needed a commitment from people to really believe in this. So all of that to say that I'm about to want to crawl in the bed and just relax for a little bit. So
yeah, you need it and you deserve it.
For sure. So thank you for listening, people. And Jess, I know, look, she's like...
Just wish me luck that today isn't like the last two, because I am just going to go be a hairstylist if that happens and forget this whole world.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to go do hair and make hair look pretty. Maybe I'll learn how to do some makeup or something. And that's it.
I have to say that, you know, my loss of power on Sunday.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Was quite... It was a really great gift because, you know, I had planned to do lots of work. Duh.
But instead you couldn't, right?
Yeah, it said it couldn't. And then there was like, literally, I couldn't do anything. It was no, because mind you, I couldn't even be connected because I don't even have a cell phone service up here. Mm-hmm. So we were completely disconnected. So what I did is I just cleaned my kitchen. I cleaned the living room. I wiped things up. I made my bed. I sat down and I processed some of my cords. I know, it's terrible. So sad. Look at what I did.
That sounds like the worst day ever. Yes, I still have mine.
I still have mine. So I processed all my cords in there. I found all my cords and I organized them. Yes, this is how much joy this gave me. And then at night, the children and I like just were in the living room and we played cards and we were loud and we were boisterous. And
what kind of card game?
We played Uno. We played Spot It. We played something about Jack something or other. Like if the Jack comes up, you like...
You hit it?
You like grab the cards.
Oh, Jen Fallick. What is that game called that we used to play in camp? We used to play that game in camp.
And it was like, so
it's not
if you
war,
see
but it's like you see a Jack, you have to slap your finger. You have to slap
your
hand,
right?
You have
to grab all the cards or something. Yeah.
So oh, we God, had a great... I don't remember the name of it.
So we had that. We played that. And then we played a game named Lattice that we have that it's like, it's a kind of like a puzzle-ish type of a game, which was really great. And we had a blast. We had a blast just playing together. We all went to bed early because the time changed, right? It was going to change anyway. So might as well go to bed. So it ended up being quite a lovely slapjack, Jenny. Slapjack. That's right.
Slapjack. Thank you, Jenny.
Yes.
Wow. But we'll get into why you know that later.
Yeah. But it was so fun. It made me have to, like, my brain unwound. It unwound my entire self. I was just like, this is great. We need to, since when's the last time that I did that? And it was so sad that I can no memory of not
having a having connection. That. You mean you have to mindfully do that though.
No, but see, here's the bonus part of it though, is that the kids were also there. Yeah. And they were 100% there with me.
Yeah.
And that their life is so, as it revolves around watching movies and playing video games.
I know.
And watching TikToks and like, and even if you break that, even if you take it away from them, they're only waiting until they can again.
So that's kind of like what we've been trying to do every Friday night, because it's Shabbat and Scott is trying to observe Shabbat. And on Shabbat, you don't do any work, which also includes turning on electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing stuff like that, reading books, playing card games, We just kind of sit around and talk. You're supposed to entertain and have people over and have fun with them. It's been fun so far. I can't make it the whole 24 hours. I mean, I can't even make it until, I mean, I have to check my phone before bed because I'm a psycho. But like, I do enjoy the unplugged time that I'm having, like, during, before, and after dinner. And the next day, he's completely unplugged all day. He reads, he studies, we hang out. But I work a little bit too. But I've been trying not to make plans on Saturdays because, you know, because you're not supposed to drive a car and do those kinds of things. So I'm trying to get to a point where I unplug for 24 hours, but it's hard. Like, you were out of power for a couple hours, but like, can you do it from sundown to sundown?
Yeah, no, it's a choice.
Maybe actually it would be easier.
I know that
to
it's a choice. And everybody, I think what I don't like is when people are like, well, just turn it off.
I know.
It's sort of like when people are, you know, you're unhappy with where you're living. Well, why don't you just move? Mm-hmm. Or if you're not happy with your job, well, why don't you just get a new job?
It's not even that. Phones are fun. They're fun. It's not a devil. It's fun.
No.
You just have to have control over your, not you, Elsie, but you, the people, need to be able to control when you want to be on there, when you don't. Because if you're unhappy about it, you can just move. But I mean, you know, it's easier to turn off the phone than it is to move. You have to.
No,
move.
I know that. But what I'm saying to you is that there are times when, yes, the desire is to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do, but the circumstances are not there for you to be able to do that. Or there are other things that are in the mix there that don't allow for that. And at least at that point, and if that was the thing, you still need a huge chunk of energy investment to commit to pull everyone into on that same boat. And at this point, my energy is so tapped out that I don't have it in me to be like, come on, everybody. Come on. Let's do it. Like, I don't have it. I'm just like, you know, whatever.
I mean,
I give up.
It's hard to have that anyway. I probably need to close the show.
Yes, you do. You do need
to go.
Yes. Sorry.
I mean, unless you want to stay on and then I'll just close it and you can just play this later if you want. Thank you so much for listening. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for listening, though, because I have a membership launch meeting, because that's right, people, we are launching soon, or I'm gonna kill myself, Okay, we are launching soon. Thank you so much for listening to episode 350 of She Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can always find us at shepodcast.com, and that's where you should look to find whatever links we've mentioned today, although today I don't think we mentioned very many. Please get on the email newsletter list if you want to know when we're launching, or you know, when the membership is launched. Go to shepodcast.com/join the community. Put your email in there, then you'll find out all the things. Thank you guys so much for being with us today live. We go live every Monday at 1 on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening via audio. We appreciate you so much. Love you.
Mean it.
Also, I'm going to be at PM Evolutions. Bye.
Oh, my God.
forgot to say that. Bye.
Bye.